要谈到一位神。
Today we will talk about one God.
那每当我们谈到有关神的事情的时候
，And every time when we talk about God,
每个人的想法都不一样。
Everyone has different thinking.
因为每个人对神的经历都不一样。
Because everyone has different experience with God.
那但是在这件事情上呢，我们大致上的现代社会都说我们要彼此尊敬。
But basically, in the modern society, we say that we have to respect one another.
尤其是我们对有关神的认识。
Especially if with regards to our knowledge about God.
那我非常赞同。
And I agree with that.
我们需要尊敬彼此对有关神的见解。
We have to respect each other's opinion about God.
但是有尊敬不是无知。
But respect is not ignorance.
也不是逃避。
And it is also not avoidance.
有些事情我们多知道是好的。
Some things we know more, it is good for us.
有时候我们人生已经活了大半辈子，我们知道人生不是只是物质的东西。
And we have lived for most part of our life, and we know that life is not just about materials.
有些时候我们知道人生里面有很多无可奈何的事情。
And we know that there's a lot of helpless things in life.
有些人说我人生当中我平安度日就好。
Some people say it's fine as long as I can live peacefully.
那有些人说，现在很多人讲有关神的事情呢，我多认识是好，或者我的家人现在也开始去教会，我想多认识。
And some people think that it is good to know more about God, especially when their family members started going to church.
那或者有一些人正处在人生的一个瓶颈里面，想知道有没有神能够帮助他。
Or some people they are in the bottleneck in their life and they want to know whether God, there's a God to help them.
我们一起多探讨。
So today we will explore more on this.
一般上，我常会听到人这么说，我们每个人心中都有一位神。
I always hear people say that there is a God within our heart.
我们做学生的啊，那有时候就是考试来的时候，以前我是还没有认识主的时候呢，哎呀。上天如果有一个神的话，这次考试我很紧张，帮助我一下。
Those students, especially when exams are near, you would call to this one God in heaven to help you.
那有一些人呢，没有去想这样的事，来到人生的瓶颈的时候呢，开始想谁能够帮助他？上头如果老天爷显灵一下，帮助我。
And so some people, when they reach a bottleneck in their life, they will look to heaven and think if there is a God, He can help me.
有一些人呢，现在很多的需要，那我们就会听到他的朋友跟他说，哎，你去哪一间寺庙里面求一下，很灵的。
And so some people, when they have a lot of needs in their life right now, their friends will tell them, go to this temple, and it's very real.
或者看到另外一个人最近一直倒大霉的，你是不是亏心事做多了，你去教会忏悔一下。
Or some people, they seem to be in the out of luck recently, and people tell them you may have done too many wrong things, and you need to repent.
好像人的心中都有一位神。
It seems as if there is a God in everyone's heart.
他自己想象出来的神。
A God that he himself imagined.
特别是他在危难的时候，有急需的时候呢，他就对这个神有各种的看法或者求告。
Especially in his crisis moments, he have all kinds of requests towards this God.
那我们来设想如果人自己把神想象出来呢，是怎样的
？So what happens if humans were to imagine their own God？
我大概研究过宗教。
I've basically studied on religions。
那所以在宗教里面呢，大致上，如果人自己把神想象出来呢，有五种。
So generally there are five kinds of gods imagined by man himself。
你们可以好好听，学生们也好好听。
So even students, you can pay attention to this。
这个作文有的话写会拿到 A 的。
You can include this in your composition, you can get A。
有五种，人自己把神想象出来的时候，那个神是怎样的
？Five kinds of God imagined by humans。
第一种呢
？The first kind。
人把神当作一种能量。
Humans treated God as a kind of energy.
他是好像宇宙性里面的一个能量。
He's like a certain energy or power in the universe.
你叫他神也好，你叫他能量也好。
Whether you call this God or energy power.
如果是 energy 是 force 的话呢，就没有情感，没有意志了。
So if this is just simply a force or energy, it's without emotions and will.
所以呢，这个神呢，他是没有一个位格的，没有 personhood.
So this God has no personhood.
那他只是一个能量。
He's simply a form of energy.
所以呢，这个能量呢，就是在整个宇宙运行，然后爆炸了，然后什么事情都会出现了。
And this energy is present in the universe, and there's this explosion, and everything happens.
啊，所以银河出现了，星球、地球出现，生物出现了。
So there's this Milky Way galaxies and living things.
啊，那个都是这个能量所带来的东西。
And all these are brought about by this energy.
所以既然是能量呢，没有善恶的问题。
And if this is merely energy, there's no good or evil.
你只有偶然的事情。
It's just all randomness.
什么事情都是偶然发生的。
Everything happens incidentally.
哎呀，这个人就是偶然生出来，偶然变坏，然后变成杀人犯。
So this person is born in random, and he randomly becomes evil.
另一个偶然，这个人生出来不懂他偶然有什么好父母还是好环境，他就做好了。
And so another person is born in a random good family, and so he becomes good.
所以既然是能量的话呢，那没有什么东西是规定的东西。
And if it's about energy, nothing is ordered.
这个一般的对这样的对神有一般这样的想法的，通常都是无神论。
So those is usually the atheists who have such ideas regarding God.
你可以说他们不相信有神。
You can say they don't believe there is a God.
或者他们把神当作一种能量，一种高超的力量。
Or they simply treated God as a form of energy, a higher power.
但是不跟人一样。
But it's not the same as humans.
这是第一种想法。
So that's the first thinking.
有现在，尤其是现代社会，科学越来越发达的，很多人开始有这样的想法。
Especially in the modern society, when science gets more advanced, many people have this kind of thinking.
因为只有科学能够看得到。
Because you can see science.
那么另外一种呢，相信这个神是一定存在的，他是有一个位格的。
Another thinking is they believe God surely exists and he has a personhood.
他也有情感，有意志，有思想。
He has his thoughts.Emotions and will.
但是他是与人无关的，没有关系的上帝 ，impersonal God.
He's an impersonal God.
所以呢，他是就是看着人啊，你人要怎样就怎样 ，no.
And he just watch humans and let them.
你有自相残杀，怎样对待彼此，这是你们的事。
If you want to kill one another, that's your business.
哦，他坐在天上或者哪一个乐园那个地方。
And he's just sitting above in heavens.
他有忙自己的事，或者他要休息还是什么，我们不知道啊。
He just gets busy with his own things.
但是人间里面呢，有怎么人的苦楚、人的痛苦、苦难、惨痛呢？他不是这么管。
But he doesn't really care so much in human misery on earth.
但是他实实在在存在。
But he's truly existing.
所以你们害人害彼此呢，不要害得太糟就好，不要震动到我。
So as long as you don't harm one another too much, that's fine. As long as you don't get to me.
所以呢，他是有情感有意志，但是呢，他跟人没有关系。
So he has will and emotions, but he's unrelated, distant from humans.
为什么人会这样想呢？
Why does human think in this way?
我就是看嘛，好像都是这个世界都是人造出来的东西。
Because it seems as if everything in the world are created by humans.
因为人害人，然后人对人好，然后有一个结果，都是人的层面里面。
There's consequences when humans hurt one another, and that's all about humans.
所以有神，他也是不管啊。
So even if there is a God, he doesn't care.
除非你能够打动，用你的诚恳打动他。
Unless you can touch this God with your sincerity.
你的诚恳打动他的时候呢，他就显灵，他就降雨，然后避免灾祸。
And when your sincerity touch God, then he will be moved and he will send rain and so on.
所以这是第一种，第二种啊，对神的认识，他是一个跟人没有关系的上帝。
So this is the second understanding about God. He's an impersonal God.
那这是第二种。那第三种呢是什么？人对神的认识呢？好，他是有情感、有意志的，他是有负责任的，他是能够介入人的世界的。
So this is a God with emotion, will, and a responsible God who can intervene into human lives.
但是他不是全然公义，也不是全然慈爱的上帝。
But he is not fully a God of love and righteousness.
他好，但是他的好有偏差。
He is good, but his goodness is biased.
他的好里面也有一点不好的，有一点邪恶的地方。
So within his goodness, there is some imperfection.
那为什么人这样觉得呢？
So why do humans think like that?
你看这个世界的苦难。
Look at the sufferings of the world.
这么多惨痛，有疾病，有死亡。
So much misery, death, and illnesses.
那如果这个神是真的活着的，那为什么有这些苦难呢？
So if this God is truly alive, why are there so much suffering?
为什么有这样多邪恶人干坏事，上帝没有除掉他？
Why are there still so much evil and God didn't punish the evil doers?
如果神要干掉也要干掉他，他也是一个坏人。
Because if God is to punish everyone, including him himself, because everyone is evil.
这样的人没有想过，为什么这个世界有苦难？
Such people didn't think about why is there sufferings in this world.
如果这个世界没有苦难的话，人就不会反省。
Without sufferings, humans will not reflect.
那他不会反省的话呢，他就是越来越糟蹋彼此。
And if humans do not reflect, they will keep on destroying one another.
那么跟各位说，如果我们的婚姻，比如说我们的婚姻没有苦难。
For example, if there is no problems in our marriage.
你绝对不会反省你的婚姻。
You will not reflect on your marriage.
丈夫不会去想啊，很多时候我没有体恤我的太太。
The husband will not reflect that many a times he is not considerate towards his wife.
太太也不会去想，哎呀，很多时候我没有尊敬我的丈夫，我就使唤他。
And the wife will not think about how often she's not respecting her husband, but only ordering him around.
对，没有苦难的话，人就不会去想这个东西。
So without misery, people will not think about all these things.
那这个苦呢，就会加增，这个罪就会加增。
And sin will increase.
那然后呢，人就越来越痛苦了。
And people will just get more and more miserable.
那所以呢，但是的确有这样的人说，因为我看到这个世界有这样的苦难，所以我很难接受这个神是完全良善、完全慈爱的。
And because people see that there are still sufferings on this earth, so they cannot accept that this God is perfectly righteous and perfectly in full of love.
这神好，但是不是全好。
He is good, but he's not all good.
不然的话就是第四种，他是真的好的。
Otherwise he's the fourth kind. He's truly good.
他是真的有慈爱的。
He's truly with loving kindness.
但是他无能为力。
But he's helpless.
就好像人啊，很多时候呢，哎呀，你造了机器之后你不能控制机器。
It's just like humans. Sometimes we invented the machineries and we cannot control them.
哦，所以这个神呢好像是这样，他造了人呢，后来人就变坏了，犯罪了，然后这个神他不能控制这个人。
So it's about the same for this God. He created humans and later on humans sin and he cannot control humans.
所以人作恶的时候呢，他束手无策。
And so God cannot do anything when humans do evil.
所以呢，他是公义，他是慈爱，但是他不是全能的。
So he's righteous and loving, but he's not almighty.
真的，这个世界里面好像有一些坏蛋，真的就是好像暴君，就看到他，好像上帝没有办法阻止他。
So there's a lot of tyrants and evildoers on this earth, and it seems that God cannot stop them.
所以无能为力的神。
So he's a helpless God.
有这样对神的想法。
So there's certain such thinking about God.
那这是第四种。
That's the fourth kind.
还有第五种。
And there's a fifth kind.
有第五种是什么呢？就是这个神啊，是继续改变的。
And the fifth is this God is ever changing.
他是跟着时代改变的。
He changes with times.
你看这个神哦。以前是这样，现在是另外一样。
You see, this God used to be like that, and now he's like that, like this.
为什么他这样说呢
？Why did he say that？
因为他看这个社会，以前人是这样，现在是这样，怎样都可以。
Because he observed there are changes in this society.
比如说以前呢，人娶三个、四个太太都可以，每个人都接受嘛。
For example, in the past, there's polygamy. People can have three or four wives.
现在你娶三四个太太，你看。
So now you try doing that.
你的亲友打死你
Your relatives will kill you.
以前的人呢不能堕胎。
So in the past, people cannot go for abortion.
对不对？这个是很严重的问题，很严重的罪。
This is a very serious sin.
现在 family planning 这个堕胎是很简单的
Now people think about family planning and abortion is alright.
那很多人都这样做。
Because many people are doing that.
因为神也没有什么降罚的东西。
And God doesn't seem to punish them.
这好像是社会很自然的方法，生活的方法。
It's like a very natural way of living in society.
所以这个神应该是跟着时代改变了
So this God seems to be changing with times also.
然后各位，你就看到有一些的节目哇，现在讲到宗教，讲到信仰的东西。
So you see that certain shows talking about religions and faith.
那就讲到有些地狱的东西
And talk about health.
原来地狱是这么可怕的地方。
Actually, hell is a very scary place.
但是有时候地狱现在有没有 WiFi 有些人问这个问题。
So now people ask whether there's WiFi in hell.
地狱有没有 shopping center
Are there shopping centers in hell?
好像有
Seems as if there is.
所以呢，慢慢的感觉，哎呀，地狱不是这么恐怖的地方了。
So gradually people think that hell is not such a scary place.
好像神在变，信仰的特色也在变。
So it seems as if God is changing and the traits of religion is also changing.
这个就是。很有创意的人，他想出来对神的认识见解。
So these are very creative understanding of God, of God.
但是各位一定要知道，人在他的有限的聪明里，他没有办法参透上帝。
But you must understand that in our limited human wisdom, we cannot totally fathom God.
特别我们这个软弱、 有罪的人性，我们没有办法参透上帝。
Especially our weak and sinful nature, we cannot completely fathom God.
反而我们用我们这个人性来判断这个神是怎样的。
And instead, we use our humanity to judge how this God is.
我们自己是不公义的，很多时候。
We ourselves, many a times, we are not righteous.
人家我欺负我的孩子欺负人家的孩子可以，人家的孩子欺负我的孩子不可以。
My child can bully other children, but other children cannot bully my child.
我们里面的人心都有一点这个东西。
There's a little bit of such things within
our humanity. 所以你自己不公义的，你就会想上帝应该是不公义的。
So when we ourselves are not just, we will think that God is also not righteous.
我们人心里面是可变的，就昨天是这样，明天是另外一样，然后我们就开始感觉神是也是应该会变的。
We humans, we are always changing, and so we thought that God is also changing.
其实神没有变，但是我在变。
Actually, God never changes, but I am the one changing.
然后特别当人进到苦楚惨痛的时候呢，他没有办法在这个时候清楚地认识这位神。
Especially when humans we are in deep pain and misery, we cannot clearly know this God.
我跟各位说，在19世纪里面有个最著名的科学家。
There's a very renowned scientist in the 19th century.
很多人都会认识他的。
Many people know him.
他叫 Albert Einstein.
He's Albert Einstein.
那从小学到成人都会认识 Albert Einstein.
From students to adults, we all know him.
他不但拿了诺贝尔奖。
He took the Nobel Prize.
他是最著名的物理学家。
He's a very famous physicist.
他我们中二就学了 E equals MC squared, 对不对
？Exactly, we learn E equals to MC squared.
这个 formula 后来就是人用来造核弹的那个 formula.
So with this formula, people later on developed this missile.
那个他高超的智商
，a nuclear weapon.
没有人能够跟他相比。
So no one can compare with his high intelligence.
有些人说他不但是那个。这个现代世代最著名的科学家，他也是最著名的一个思想家。
He's not just a very renowned scientist, he's also a renowned thinker.
所以你去看他的 code 啊，他就写的很多的一些论言，有关思想性、思想人生的东西。
So you can go and Google and research on his quotes.
他不是只有搞物理、搞宇宙，他是有很多的东西，人生的东西他都思想。
He not just deal with physics, but he think about many things concerning life.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
其实对他这个科学家、思想家来说
，to him, a person who is a scientist and thinker.
这个你告诉他，这个世界是由一位上帝造的，这个对他来说不难，他也会接受。
It is not difficult for him to accept that there is a God in this world.
因为他看到这个整个宇宙的复杂跟精致，这个是后面一定有一个设计者。
Because he sees the complexity and intricacy of this entire universe, and he knows that there must be a creator.
就这个宇宙后面一定有一个头脑 ，there's a brain behind.
So behind this universe, there must be someone who designed it, a brain behind it.
哎呀，这么细，这么精致，有人的生命也是这么独特。
It's so meticulous, so intricate, and even the human life is so unique.
所以对他来讲呢，对他来讲呢，这个由一位神创造这个宇宙，这个是。他能够接受的。
So Einstein can accept the fact that a God created this universe.
所以聪明的人是会这样接受的。
A wise person will accept this.
不聪明的人反而就只有看现象，你不觉得后面有另外一个看不见的。
Those who are unwise only look at outward phenomenon, and you don't think there's a designer behind this.
但是 Albert Einstein 呢，他的心一直不能通过的地方是什么
？But one thing that Albert Einstein cannot get through is
就是邪恶跟罪恶的问题。
That is the problem of evil and sin.
他看到这个世界里面人类身上所发生的事情，那个苦难。
He saw what happens to humans and the misery on human lives.
那他心里面很挣扎。
And so he struggled a lot in his heart.
如果这个神是这么有能力创造整个宇宙的
，If this God is so powerful to create the whole universe,
那他也是一定是让这个邪恶存在的神。
Then he must be the God who allowed this evil to exist.
那特别他就看到。他是犹太人，他看到他在希特勒的很多他的民族在希特勒手下被杀的时候。
And he is a Jew, and he saw how many of his own people suffered under the hands of Hitler.
那是上帝，如果你存在
，So God, if you exist,
你怎么能够让这样的事情发生在人类身上
？How can you allow such thing to happen to mankind?
所以他就因为这个东西，他怀疑上帝良善的品格。
And because of this, he doubted God's good personality.
所以他最后死的时候，他不接受。
So even at his death, he refused to believe.
他不能相信。
He could not believe.
因为他看到人类的苦难跟惨痛。
Because he saw the misery and pain of humans.
所以很可惜。
So it's such a pity.
他是这么聪明的人。
He's such a wise person.
但是他的心就是不能通过这一点。
But his heart cannot accept this, get through this.
但是亲爱的朋友们，我们真的要知道。
But dear friends, we must know.
上帝跟我们讲了很重要的话。
God tells us very important words.
这位上帝他是全然公义良善的。
This God is completely loving and righteous.
他从来没有造罪恶。
He never created evil.
他没有造邪恶。
He never creates sin.
这个世界为什么有苦难呢？
Why are there sufferings on this earth?
因为这个罪临到了人类。
Because sin comes upon humans.
因为罪临到了人类之后呢，他的公义产生要刑罚罪的时候呢，苦难就出现了。
And as a result of sin entering mankind, God's righteousness will want to punish mankind.
所以这个世界所有的苦难惨痛都是跟人的罪有关系的。
So all the pain and misery of this world is related to human sin.
所以圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
So the Bible tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
原来罪的工价就是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
人生出来的第一口气，他就是往死亡走去的。
After taking the first breath upon birth, we are humans are walking in the direction of death.
但是这个上帝本身他没有造罪。
But God Himself, He didn't create sin.
他也没有造邪恶。
And He also didn't create evil.
各位，为什么邪恶又出现呢？
But why does evil appear?
原来这个良善的上帝只有造好的东西。
This good God only created good things.
他是良善的源头。
He's the source of all goodness.
但是当人离开这个良善的源头的时候，离开完美的上帝的时候，那个不完美就发生了。
But when man departed from this good and perfect God, the imperfection arises.
因为有那个不完美出现的时候呢，人继续往不完美走去的时候呢，就越来越多不完美。
And as humans move more and more in the direction of imperfection, more and more imperfection
will arise. 然后呢，慢慢人就察觉到了邪恶加上邪恶的事情。
And so we will observe there's more and more evil.
有贪心变成有偷人的东西。
Greed will develop into theft.
那讨厌变成杀人的东西。
Hatred will develop into murder.
这个就是人离开了那个最完美之后，他往不完美走去，慢慢发生的。
So this is the result of humans leaving the most perfect God and moving in the direction of imperfection.
人类100年、1000年这样走着的时候呢？
So as humans move for 1,000 years, 1,000 years, 100 years like this,
人的罪就泛滥了。
Then human sin becomes more and more corrupted.
亲爱的朋友们，罪的工价就是死了，这是原理来的。
The principle is the wages of sin is death.
如果他是公义的上帝，
So if he is a righteous God,
他一定要刑罚罪。
He must punish sin.
所以这个罪，当人一犯罪的时候，亲爱的朋友。
So dear friends, when humans committed sin,
当人一犯罪的时候呢，你就会看到有三个写照出现在人身上。
You see three things happening on humans when there is sin.
这哪三个写照呢？
What are the three things?
第一就是苦难出现了。
First, sufferings will appear.
苦难从哪里出现呢？
And where does suffering come from?
苦难从你的心出现了。
Suffering comes and started from our heart.
人的心开始惧怕了。
So our human heart starts to fear.
人有很多，但是感觉不够了。
Humans have a lot, but we feel it's not enough.
然后带着这个惧怕不够，跟人相处在一起的时候，我不能信任这个人。
So with this fear and lack, they cannot trust another person.
如果他多有，我就少有。
If this person have more, it means I have less.
所以呢，就开始有一种奇妙的比较，奇妙的妒忌就会出现。
So there's this strange comparison and jealousy arising among
humans. 然后跟人之间的那个关系就开始破裂了。
And there's broken relationship between humans.
有再好的关系也会走到这个地步的。
Even the best relationships will come to this point.
有再好的地步，最后人也会分歧的。
The best relationship may also bring about division.
所以这个就是为什么没有一段婚姻能够爱到永远的。
And that's why no one marriage can love to forever.
你进入婚姻就有婚姻之苦了。
The moment you enter into marriage, there are marital woes.
你生孩子就有养育之苦了。
When you give birth to your children, there are issues and challenges about
raising children. 我爱他爱到不得了，但是我就怕他不好，所以呢，我的爱就变自私了。
You love your children a lot, but gradually this love becomes a selfish love.
因为自私的爱呀，你好好读书，好好做人，什么都要好什么的，那你就给他压力了。
Because of this selfish love, you impose a lot of pressure on this child to be good.
他里面的罪就跟你反击了。
And so the sin within the child will retaliate you.
所以呢，整个家庭就有一个苦了。
So there is a suffering in this family.
这是天天发生的事情。
And this happens every day.
那然后一直繁殖。
And it continues to multiply.
当人犯罪之后，苦难就出现了。
So when human sin, sufferings appear.
从里面的到外面的苦就来了。
From inner suffering to outward suffering.
但是人很聪明，当这个苦难来的时候，他发现了。
But humans are very wise. When sufferings come, he realized.
他没有一个人喜欢留在苦难，对不对
？Because no one likes to remain in suffering.
所以呢，因为苦难，他就会想怎么解决这个苦难。
And so because of the sufferings, humans will think about how to solve this problem.
然后当人要解决这个苦难的时候，人的宗教就会出来了。
And so in order to resolve sufferings, human religions will come.
所有的宗教是要解决人的苦难的。
Because all religion serves to resolve human problems.
因为有苦难嘛，为什么苦难？
Because there are sufferings, and why are there sufferings?
你好好想为什么苦难
？Think about why are there sufferings?
是不是我作恶
？Is it because I've done evil?
所以要忏悔。
So I must repent.
为什么我贫穷
？Why am I poor?
哎呀，因为我拿了别人的东西。
Because I've taken other people's stuff.
哎呀，我要去悔改。
I need to repent.
我要积德。
I need to do good.
我开始要把我自己有的东西分给旁边的人。
I need to start sharing whatever I have with people around me.
上天就会怜悯我。
So that the heavens will have mercy on me.
所以呢，就开始行善。
So you started to do good.
为什么我以前做的太多不好的东西
？In the past, I've done too many wrong things.
我应该要受一点苦。
I should go through certain suffering.
有这样就才能够还清那个罪。
Then I can atone for my sin.
所以就把针放在自己的身体，要刺往自己。
So you pierce yourself with needles.
这些都是很多宗教的仪式里面。
So these are a lot of religious rituals.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有苦难。
Because there are suffering.
因为有苦难的时候，人的宗教就会出来了。
Because of sufferings, human religions will arise.
然后当人的宗教出来之后呢，下面你就会发现人对上帝越来越误解了。
And so with human religions, you realize that humans have more and more misunderstandings towards God.
人对上帝越来越误解的结果呢，把上帝当作阎罗王。
So as a result, humans merely treated God as the king of Hades, hell.
那所以就不敢靠近上帝。
So they dare not draw near God.
就一想到上帝就是怕。
So the moment they think about God, they are scared.
一想到上帝，就是我昨天骗过人。
So the moment they think about God, they remember they have cheated people yesterday.
我做的不好，他会不会惩罚我
？And they wonder whether God will punish them when they have done wrong.
然后因为这个的缘故呢，自己对神的认识是越来越歪曲了。
So their understanding of God is more and more deviated.
各位，这是什么来的
？So what is this?
人的罪来的。
It comes from human sin.
人的罪带来苦难，人的宗教。然后对神越来越误解。
So human sin brought about suffering, human religion and misunderstanding towards God.
但是感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
圣经给我们最重要的话了。
The Bible gives us the most important word.
当人用宗教来继续要找神的时候。
When humans try to use religions to find God.
圣经你一翻开前面，当人一犯罪的时候，这个不是人能够做什么的。
So at the beginning of the Bible, you see that when humans first sin, it's not what he can do.
是神来找人。
But God came to look for men.
神来找那个犯罪的人。
So God came looking for the man who committed sin.
神来找那个有罪的工价的人。
So God came to find the man who need to pay the price of sin.
他说亚当你在哪里
？And God asked Adam, where are you?
你在哪里
？Where are you?
然后告诉他。告诉他。罪已经临到他身上了。
And he told him that sin has come upon you.
这个他无论怎样做，这个罪是洗不掉的。
No matter what you do, you cannot cleanse yourself of this sin.
无论你怎样还，你怎样行善。
No matter how you atone, how you do good.
你早上一起来，恶念就出来了。
From the time you wake up in the morning, evil thoughts come to you.
你怎样爱一个人，等下呢，你就因他也受伤。
No matter how much you love a person, later on you will be hurt because of this
same person. 你越爱越有受伤。
The more you love, the more you receive hurt.
你需越要得到的时候呢，你就把人拥有的就会得去的。
The more you want to acquire, the more you take away from someone else.
这是有罪的性情没有办法解决的东西。
So humans cannot resolve this sinful nature.
但是上帝是公义的。
But God is righteous.
上帝一定要解决，要除灭这个罪。
God must resolve this sin.
要除灭罪的时候呢？那罪人也应该要被除灭了。
And if God wants to destroy the sin, He has to also destroy the sin.
那个这个罪人要被除灭的结果，就是要放在永远的地狱里面。
And as a result, God has to put the sinful man into eternal hell.
永远承受罪的刑罚。
To eternally bear the consequences of sin.
除非这个罪有人还。
Unless someone pays for this,
不是随便的人能够还这个罪。
It's not just anyone who can pay for this.
一定要找一个没有罪的能够还这个。
Only a sinless person can pay.
所以上帝说，只有一个无罪的，就是上帝自己。
And so there's only one who is sinless, and that is God Himself.
上帝自己差派他的独生子。
So God Himself sent His one and only Son.
所以他的独生子要还清这个罪债。
So God's only son must pay this debt of sin.
他来到地上。
And so he came to this earth.
有最惨痛的方法，就钉在十字架上。
He was crucified in the most painful way.
没有一个人在世界上所受的苦，能够跟他的苦相比。
No one suffered on earth as much as this Son of God.
因为你我的受苦都是因为我们自己的罪受的。
Because you and I we suffered because of our own sin.
也只有他是无罪的。
But only he is sinless.
有无罪的，然后完全把所有人的罪放在他的身上，然后把他钉死。
Although he is sinless, but all the sins of mankind was laid on him.
他一句话都不说。
And he was crucified without saying murmur a word.
承受世人的罪。
And he bore the sins of mankind.
叫一切信他的得永生。
That whoever believes in him will have eternal life.
我曾经跟一个回教朋友说过我们基督教的信仰。
I've ever shared this Christian faith with a Muslim friend.
我说有那个为我们承受罪的。
We say there is this someone who bore this sin for us.
他说我不能接受这个道理。
And he said I couldn't accept this.
因为人自己犯错的话呢，他一定要自己偿还。
Because man has to be responsible for his own sin.
他说我喜欢你们基督徒，但是唯一我不能接受的这个跟我的逻辑不相称。
He said, I like you Christians, but this one I cannot accept because it's not congruent with my logic.
你犯罪你要偿还，怎么叫另外一个人来偿还？
So if you sin, you have to be responsible. How can you ask another person to pay for it?
然后变成你相信他，你就无罪。
And as such that you believe in him, then you become sinless.
后来我跟他说，如果我们人要偿还的话，可以，那个就是永远的地狱了。
So I told him, if we humans we were to pay for our own sin, yes, can, but we have to be forever in hell.
永永远远，你过了一万年之后，你发现它还是在开始。
So after 1 million years, you realize it's still the beginning.
永永远远被你的罪狱里面所带来的那个刑罚来惩罚。
So you'll be tormented forever because of your sin.
但是上帝爱世人。
But because God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So he sends us his one and only son.
叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
但是神在基督里面的恩赐乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus his son.
亲爱的朋友，上帝赐给人永生。
So dear friends, God gives humans eternal life.
永远不跟罪有关系。
So forever you have nothing to do with sin.
所以今天我们读到圣经的最后一本书，那最重要的一句话。
So today we read about the most important word from the last book of the Bible.
神说他要做一件新事。
God says he wants to do something new.
他要把我们带去的那个地方再也没有死亡。
The place that God is bringing us to, there is no death.
再没有痛苦，没有悲哀，没有惨痛。
No mourning, no crying, no pain.
旧的事已经过去了，都变成新的事了。
For the old order of things have passed away, and everything has become new.
各位，这就是永生了。
That is eternal life.
神应许叫一切信他的。
God promised that everyone who believes in him.
就是把生命的主权交给他的。
Meaning those who have given the sovereignty of their life to him.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Shall not perish, but have eternal life.
永生，永生，永远里面的喜乐。永远里面的平安赐给你们。
So in this eternal life, there's eternal joy and peace.
这就是永生的祝福。
This is a blessing of eternal life.
原来我们走回来的时候，我们会明白神这慈爱公义的计划。
So we can understand God's righteous and loving plan.
他创造了人。
God created humans.
他负责人的生命到底。
And he's responsible for the life of humans.
当人犯罪的时候，他没有离开人。
Even when humans sin, God never leave man.
但是他因为是公义的，是慈爱的。
But because God is righteous and loving,
他自己承担了那个罪债。
He himself bore the sin, the price of sin.
创造人的神也承担人的咒诅，人的罪债。
The God who created humans also paid for the sin of humans.
他是公义慈爱的神。他是我们的神。
He is a loving and just God, and He is our God.
他就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And He is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是神子那位神所差来拯救我们的。
He is the Son of God sent by God to save us.
他为我们的罪死了，也为我们的罪，为我们的生命复活了。
He died for our sin and lived for our life.
今天他住在所有信他的人的心中。
And today He dwells within everyone who believes in Him.
愿神祝福你们。
May the Lord bless you.
你们再一次听到神的话的时候。
That once again when you hear the word of God.
再一次把自己生命的主权交给他。
You can once again hand over the sovereignty of your life to Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天用你的话来对我们发射主的声音。
Lord, you give us your voice through your word today.
让我们知道你的救赎是大而可畏的。
So that we know that your redemption is great and mighty.
当我们站在你的救赎面前，我们看到自己的罪。
When we stand before your redemption, we saw our own sin.
也看到你无穷的恩典。
And we also see your infinite grace.
求主这时候有对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, please at this moment speak to every one of us.
今天有很多坐在我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
Many people sit among us today.
或者今天也有第一次来到我们当中。
Perhaps there are people who come for the first time today.
求主亲自来感动他们。
Lord, please personally touch them.
这个时候，我给大家。一起听到神的话的朋友们一个机会。
At this moment, I would like to offer this opportunity to you.
如果我们当中有听到了神的话，心里面有感动。
If any one of you, after hearing the word of God, you have certain conviction in your heart.
你自己心里面看到人的惨痛。
In your heart, you see the pain and misery of humans.
你也知道你自己不是完美的。
You also know that you are not perfect.
是有罪的。
But you are sinful.
然后你听到他的话的时候，你想把生命的主权接受，交给这位神。
And when you hear God's word, you want to hand the sovereignty of your life to Him.
你知道神把他的儿子差到地上。
You know that God sent His Son to this earth.
然后为了解决你的罪，他死在十字架上。
In order to resolve your sin, He died on the cross.
如果在这个时候
，At this moment,
你愿意接受他的救赎。
If you are willing to accept God's redemption,
你在你坐着的那个 地方那个位置上
at your seat,
你举起你的右手
you can raise your right hand.
那这个时候呢上帝看了感谢主
and at this moment God will see, thank God.
还有没有呢
anyone else?
感谢主还有吗还有没有这样的人
is there anyone
轻轻地举起你的右手上帝看得到
you can raise your hand and God will see.
那上帝在把他的话语给你，你向他回应的时候，上帝一定会听。
So when you respond to God's word, God will certainly hear.
他会给你永生。
He will give you eternal life.
再没有痛苦，没有悲伤，没有死亡。
No more pain, misery, death.
还有没有这样的人？举起你的右手。
Anyone else would like to raise your hand?
还有吗
？Anyone else?
最后一次机会，还有没有这样的人？
One last chance.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray.
感谢主
Thank
主
God.
我们当中主有机会听到你的话是有福的
We know that it's a blessing to be able to hear your word
我们有几位弟兄姐妹或者第一次到我们当中的他们就举起他们的手
There's a few brothers and sisters or new friends who have risen their hand
主你看得到
Lord you can see
求主亲自对他们的生命负责
Lord, please be personally responsible to their life.
主，你来的时候是为了寻找失丧的人。
Lord, you came to seek the lost.
主，哪一个人他能够回应你的
？So whoever can respond to you.
求主拯救他。
Please save him.
感谢主。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.